lots of classified materials. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's what we've learned from an unsealed affidavit. The heavily redacted document was used by the FBI to convince a judge to allow a search at former President Trump's home.
The FBI believed that there might be evidence of obstruction, that the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ in February.
Fox's Kevin Cork.
There was no new information today pertaining to the 11 boxes of documents that were seized during the August 8th search. We also found out that the FBI used not just human source intelligence, but also conducted communications intercepts.
On social media, Mr. Trump referred to the investigation as a witch hunt, and he demanded more transparency from the Justice Department. Another bus carrying migrants has arrived in New York City this morning. About 50 people, mostly men, were on board. Since early August, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he sent more than 1,500 migrants to New York. The mayor of the Big Apple has called it inhumane. Inflation wasn't transitory, and the fix won't be either. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says interest rate hikes will likely persist for some time.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
Inflation hasn't been this high in 40 years. A Florida sex offender is being held by authorities. They say he offered to buy a young girl from her parents for $100,000. The family was allegedly confronted while shopping at a grocery store in Port Orange. America's listening to Fox News.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
No lockdown, no panic, and no shots fired. Police in Minnesota say a man armed with a long gun was arrested yesterday at the Mall of America. The man had allegedly just robbed a store and was taken into custody without incident. Earlier this month, the mall was locked down after shots were fired outside a Nike store. No one was hurt. He could be looking at 20 years in prison. An alleged ISIS sympathizer has pleaded guilty to plotting an attack.
The Department of Justice says Awais Chaudhary, a naturalized citizen from Pakistan living in Queens, New York, had plotted attacks on pedestrian bridges over the Grand Central Parkway and the Flushing Bay Promenade. Prosecutors say he asked people he believed to be ISIS supporters about what kind of knife to buy and how to commit the attacks.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, defense attorneys say the plot was nothing more than fantasy. A motive hasn't been revealed for a series of murders in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but the Afghan refugee accused of carrying most of them out has pleaded not guilty through his attorney. Mohammed Saeed remains behind bars.
Four Muslim men have been killed in the city since November. Saeed initially charged with two of the homicides. Prosecutors later citing cell phone evidence to charge him with a third, and officials say he is the prime suspect in all four. Saeed also faces four counts of tampering with evidence for allegedly trying to conceal a firearm, cell phone, a Volkswagen Jetta, and its hubcaps to avoid arrest.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. An attack on a group of women of South Asian descent is being investigated as a hate crime in Texas. Esmeralda Upton is accused of confronting the women in a parking lot in suburban Dallas and spewing racial slurs at them. Police say one of the women who was physically assaulted recorded the incident on her cell phone. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.